AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A bipartisan Senate deal that would pair border enforcement measures with aid for Ukraine is facing potential collapse. Ed Donahue has details.
Work has been going on for months. The U.S. has run out of money to help Ukraine. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says the talks have slowed down because of Donald Trump's likely opposition.
The fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the stakes are high.
We know that if Putin prevails in Ukraine, the consequences for Western democracy and for the American people will be severe and haunt us for years.
A senator who was at a Republican luncheon says Minority Leader Mitch McConnell still personally supports pairing the border and Ukraine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Investigators have reportedly found the flight recorders of a Russian military transport plane that crashed yesterday. Moscow says it was carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war and was shot down by Kyiv's forces. Ukraine has cast doubt on whether POWs were aboard and implied the plane may have posed a threat. In Gaza, the health ministry says at least 20 Palestinians were killed today in an Israeli strike.
A crowd of people waiting for humanitarian aid at a roundabout in Gaza City was hit by Israeli fire. The Israeli military says it's looking into the reports. The incident comes a day after at least a dozen people were killed and dozens more wounded at a crowded shelter in Gaza, according to the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. economy grew at a surprisingly brisk 3.3% annual pace in last year's final quarter. Gus Fauché at PNC Financial Services Group on how that may affect the Federal Reserve's view on interest rates.
I think that this means that the Fed is not likely to cut rates until sometime in the middle of this year.
Stocks closed higher. This is AP News. The women's final is set at tennis's first major of the year. Graham Agars recaps Thursday action at the Australian Open.
Coco Gauff's campaign has come to an end in the semi-finals, beaten 7-6-6-4 by defending champion Aryna Sabalenka. Gauff struggled throughout the 1 hour and 42 minute match to land her first serve, and Sabalenka took full advantage, hammering the second serve to keep Gauff for the most part on the defence. Sabalenka's win reverses the result of last year's US Open final, when the American teenager broke through for her first major win. The second seed will now face the 12th seed, Zhong Chen Wen, the rising Chinese star, in her first major final after straight-setting the qualifier, Diana Yastremska. I'm Graham Agars.
And the latest NFL head coaching hires, the Falcons bringing on Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris, and the Carolina Panthers hiring Dave Canales, Tampa Bay's offensive coordinator. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.